The Iowa Department of Public Health, with collaboration from veterinarians across the state, has completed the first 6 weeks of their new tick surveillance project. The primary purpose of this study is to identify the number and variety of ticks found in Iowa. Of the samples collected so far, approximately 68% were identified as American dog ticks. More than a quarter were determined to be black-legged ticks, more commonly known as deer ticks, with the remaining 5% identified as Lone Star ticks. All three species are known to be vectors for tick-borne illnesses, including Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Last year, 333 cases of tick-borne illnesses were identified in Iowa. Officials say this surveillance serves as a reminder of the importance of preventing tick bites, especially as people begin to spend more time outdoors due to warmer weather. For more information on ticks and the diseases they can potentially carry, follow the link included with this story on our website. Flash flooding has hit areas of Manchester and Delaware County. A flash flood warning remained in effect for Delaware County for hours on Friday. Delaware County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Ryan says more than 3 inches of rain fell Friday morning just south of Manchester in Prairie Township.
What they were going to do on the gravels in Prairie Township was, as soon as the water went down, they were going to send the road graders out to get them healed back together, and they would probably put a barricade up or two to limit it to one-way traffic in a couple areas over the weekend until they get they get a chance on Tuesday to get them fixed up.
Several spots on Old Highway 20 have been covered in water, but county officials say the road is still open in both directions within the Manchester city limits. Flash flooding hit a park and a sports complex. Tim Vick is Manchester's city manager.
The roads are barricaded. We're trying to get the water through, get things cleaned up, give some time. Again, those are the hardest hit areas that we're seeing the flash flooding that's continuing right now.
There was high water near West Delaware High School Friday morning, so administrators had all the vehicles in the parking lot moved to a church parking lot in Manchester. The Minnetonka River in Manchester rose 4 feet Friday morning, but has not created flooding issues yet. However, storms are expected in the coming days, bringing another 1 or 2 inches of rain and the risk of severe weather. Campers at Bailey's Fort Park, southeast of Manchester, are urged to be ready to move out quickly if more rain falls in the area. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources reports 11,400 turkey tags were reported as filled this spring. Turkey season officially opened on April 5th for use and came to a close on May 12th. According to the agency, hunters purchased 47,400 tags and harvested 300 fewer birds than in 2018. While the time to hunt turkeys may be over, officials are still requesting the public's help in monitoring populations. Residents are asked to report all turkeys seen from July through August to the DNR. Beginning on July 1st, the agency's website will have a link to a survey where Iowans can provide the date and county in which the birds were seen, its age, and whether or not any baby turkeys were seen. Population surveys are conducted on an annual basis by the DNR and are an important component of developing species management plans. Everyone is encouraged to participate in the online survey once it opens later this summer. Governor Kim Reynolds and Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg visited the Sac City Middle School on Friday afternoon to attend a ceremony designating Sac County as a home base Iowa community. The Home Base Iowa program was created in 2014 by the state legislature to encourage veterans and transitioning service members to find careers in Iowa. Reynolds says she's proud of what the program has done for the individuals who have put their lives on the line for our country, and Home Base Iowa is the least we can do to show our support for our veterans.
It's a real opportunity for our men and women who are transitioning out of the military, looking for a place to call home, that we think that Iowa is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. And not only do we have a state that's filled with great people and great opportunities, but we have a job waiting for you too. And then it provides professional services along the way, so there's so many opportunities for them.
For the last 5 years, Home Base Iowa has provided state income tax exemptions on military pensions, homeowner assistance to servicemen and women, veteran preference in employment, in-state tuition assessments, and more. Becoming a Home Base Iowa is making a pledge to support veterans professionally. Program manager Jason Kemp says Sac County residents should be proud of this pledge.
People helping people is what Iowa is all about. I grew up in Iowa, spent 20 years in the Air Force, and moved back here. One of the bigger reasons that I moved back here is because there's great people. And so I think that this program and bringing on communities and bringing on businesses and showing the support that Iowa communities and Iowa businesses have for veterans is a big deal.
SAC is the state's 93rd community to join the program. Lieutenant Governor Greg says they are optimistic Home Base Iowa will continue to grow and benefit veterans and local economies.
Well, we want as many as we can, but I think what it does, it creates a little bit of a friendly sense of competition among communities. And, you know, what can we do to highlight our unique community assets? And that's going to be different in every community and the kind of things that might be attractive to a veteran. And it really does is it provides a catalyst for communities to organize sort of their pitch for why should someone locate here? And you know what? If that works for veterans, it can work for others as well.
Full video from the ceremony can be found by following the link included with this story on our website. And Governor Kim Reynolds has ordered all flags in Iowa to be lowered to half staff from sunrise to noon on Monday, May 27th, so tomorrow, in recognition of course, of Memorial Day. Flags will be at half staff on the state capitol building, on flag displays in the capitol complex, and on all public buildings, grounds, and facilities throughout the state. Individuals, businesses, schools, municipalities, counties, and other government subsidy subdivisions are encouraged to fly the flag at half staff for the same length of time as a sign of respect. Reynolds has also ordered the National League of Families POW/MIA flags be flown on the Capitol grounds for the entire day on Monday.